Today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin Masechet Shabbos. The majority of this Masechet deals with the Lametes Melachos, the 39 categories of work that are prohibited on Shabbos. The first parak will begin by discussing the Melacha Vitzah. Vitzah, literally translated as taking out, essentially refers to carrying or transferring an item from one Rishus to another Rishus. While there are essentially four different Rishuyos or domains, our mission will be focusing on only two of them, Rishus HaYachid, private domain, and Rishus HaRabim, a public domain. That is, transferring an object from either a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Other concepts essential to Hadaf are Ovis and Toldis. There are two categories of Malachis on the Daraisa or Biblical level. The first are the Ovis, which are the Lametes Malachis, or 39 categories of work that were done in the Mishkan. From those Ovis, Chazal derive other actions which are similar to the Ovis and are therefore also Asr. These are called Toldis. Again, both Ovis and Toldis are Asr Medaraisa. Therefore, if someone does any one of them on Shabbos, bemazed, knowingly he is liable to skila or karas, b'shogeg, inadvertently he is obligated to bring a korban chatas, the Rabban added other actions which are asr on Shabbos. As a general rule, when the Gemara says chayiv, it means he is liable midayraisa. When the Gemara says pater, it means pater aval asr. He is exempt midayraisa, but it's asr midrabban. If the Gemara wants to say something is permissible, it uses the word mutter. Akira and anocha. The Melacha Vitzah is made up of two parts, the Akira, which means picking something up, and the Hanocha, which is putting it down. One is only Chayiv Medeiraisa if he does both the Akira and the Hanocha. If one does only an Akira or only Hanocha, he is only over an Issa D'Rabbanan.